I have found a completely new book about Maria Sima, and the things that it reveals are utterly amazing. We're going to talk about that in today's video. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. If you would like to learn more about my upcoming pilgrimage to Fatima in March of 2025, the Jubilee year, please email me here down below. Let's get right into this. This book is called Souls Visit Me. I had never heard about this book. If any of you knew about it, why didn't you tell me? Now, the first book that I ever read that had me fall in love with the souls in purgatory was about Maria Sima, what I would call a classic, Get Us Out of Here. I believe that that was written sometime in the 80s or the 90s, and it is a question-answer style because it is an interview by the author that he compiles and he puts together in the form of that book. It's utterly amazing. That book will teach you most, if not everything, of what you need to know about purgatory. But there's always more that we can learn. This book was written far before this. I think sometimes in the 1950s. It doesn't say. I believe it was originally written in German and then translated into English. That's why kind of some of the information is a little bit unclear. And it's of a different style. This person was gathering information about her, writing some details about her life, some of her encounters kind of from the outside, what they were like. Some are really quite revealing, and you need to kind of tune in for the video to really hear this. And then it begins going into question answers. What was she learning about the souls in purgatory? We can learn amazing things, and it can also make you think twice about helping them, although we never should stop helping them. But it's far more difficult, the life that Maria Sima led, than we would know. So let's get right into just this very first part. This is towards the very beginning, the chapter Help for the Poor Souls. Since childhood, Maria Sima has helped the poor souls through prayer and application of indulgences. Since 1940, poor souls came to her now and then asking for prayer. On All Saints Day 1953, she started her help by expiatory suffering for the poor souls. Maria had to take upon herself severe sufferings for an officer who had died in Carnton in 1660. The kind of suffering corresponded to the kind of sins committed. She was told that in the week of the Poor Souls Day, the souls in purgatory receive special privileges through Mary's great mercy. She also learned that the month of November is a time of special graces for them. Maria was happy when the month of November came to an end, but her sufferings started again and were even worse on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. A priest from Cologne of the year 555 appeared and made a desperate impression. He said he needed expiatory sufferings, but Maria would have to take them upon herself absolutely voluntarily. Otherwise, he would have to suffer to the end of the world. She accepted, and thereupon followed a week of severe sufferings. The soul came every night and laid new sufferings upon her. It was as though someone would tear all her limbs apart. With the heavy pressure, the soul laid himself on Maria, and again, sharp daggers were thrust violently into her body from all sides. At another time, it was as though a blunt piece of iron were thrust into her body, striking some obstacle, splitting, and then distributing itself into all parts of the body. This soul had to do penance for the murders of the companions of Saint Ursula, for his apostasy, for repeated adultery, and for sacrilegious celebration of the Eucharistic sacrifice. Again and again, more souls were coming, asking for help. The atoning sufferings for abortion and sins against chastity consisted in fearful spasms and nausea. Then again, it seemed to her that she was lying for hours between blocks of ice, the cold penetrating to her very marrow. It was atoning suffering for lukewarmness and religious coldness. After the above-mentioned severe case concerning the priest from Cologne, she was told that she would still have to take over six other souls, who could be released only by voluntary atoning suffering. Later, she would be able to release many souls through the mercy of the Mother of Jesus. During the first 6 months, the following souls came to her: a certain Berta from France who died in 1740, a woman from Vienna who died in 1810, a prostitute from Italy, two unmarried women from Innsbruck who had died in a plane crash, and an Italian priest. There also came others who could be helped by lighter sufferings and prayer. Maria Sima took upon herself all these sacrifices, no matter how difficult it was at times. Yes, naturally, often she would not have been able to endure it. The book goes on to give significantly just amazing detail about the types of sufferings that she would have to endure. This is a lot more similar to the book My Conversation with the Poor Souls by Princess Eugenie von der Leyen. Now, you get none of this information from the book Get Us Out of Here. You just get the things that she learned from the souls in purgatory. Here it almost narrates the beginning of her life, how she was developing, and how she got to that place. So in a sense, this is a book that we should read first chronologically and then continue with Get Us Out of Here, because that's essentially the fruit of all these many years when she was an older woman. So she was probably much younger when she was interviewed for this book. We're going to have a lot more videos about this book. You can imagine there is so much here. Buy it yourself. It was like about $9 or $10. Souls Visit Me by Maria Sima. It's easy to find once you know its title. Oh, and thank you to my UK friend that showed this to me. It was someone else that was reading it. And then I bought it, and it's been awesome. I will see you in the next one.